It's been a long journey for this young man, who we are calling Abdul, to protect his family in Afghanistan. From the chaos of the Kabul airport, to one of the last military flights to leave, to a refugee camp. And now a rented bedroom just outside of Washington, D.C. 6 months later, Abdul is desperately worried about the parents and brothers he left behind.
They spend 95% of life inside the home nowadays. It's been 5 months that my family has no income. I mean, the income is zero.
He worked with an American program, which is why he got out. But there are still tens of thousands of Afghans just like him who still can't leave. Jen Wilson is a private citizen who's been working with veterans for 6 months to make moments like this happen. But she has not been able to get anyone out for more than a month.
There is no explanation for it. There's none. Because it's not like I don't need any money from you to get them out. I don't need any money. I need nothing from you. I literally just need that foil to be put in their passport and I'll take care of the rest.
But the State Department admits without a diplomatic presence in Afghanistan, they aren't able to process any special immigrant visas right now, insisting they are trying to find a workaround. Little comfort for the Afghans facing a winter of freezing temperatures, famine, and extreme poverty. The U.S. has announced more than $300 million in aid, but is refusing to release billions of dollars in Afghan reserves held in U.S. banks.
First and foremost, the status of the funds is a subject of ongoing litigation brought by certain victims of 9/11 and other terrorist attacks who hold judgments against the Taliban.
As for Abdul, his focus now, finding a way forward.
It's very hard to continue my education this life without any financial support. I should go to work to help my family, or I should pay for my education. So it's a very huge problem for me that I don't know what I should do.
A refugee resettlement agency will pay for this room for another few months. Then this 22-year-old will be on his own to find his future in the U.S. and find a way to help his family more than 10,000 kilometers away. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Hyattsville, Maryland.